Welcome to episode 7 of Await, the series about believing in and anticipating the coming of Mashiach. What we'll learn today can stand on its own, but it'll best be appreciated if you watch the previous episodes. Here's a quick backgrounder. The idea that we, the Jewish people, are awaiting a final redemption through Mashiach is found in the Torah itself. Maimonides, the Rambam, who places the concept of Mashiach into halachic syntax, meaning that which is legally binding upon us, is very, very careful to source the ideas related to Mashiach back to Chamishi Chumshi Torah, what the world calls the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses. That's where the mitzvahs are found. True, the later books of our Bible, of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, are also considered to be prophecy from God, but they don't contain mitzvot. The 613 mitzvot of the Torah are all to be found in the Chumash. The Rambam then went on to emphasize that there are verses in the Torah that speak not only about an era, but in fact, finger, a person. Just like David HaMelech. As he was a mortal, so too, Mashiach will be a human being selected and anointed by God himself to lead the world to peace. Fascinatingly, the Rambam then went on to frame our belief in Mashiach by virtue of a mitzvah mandate. Today, we're going to talk about the literal Messiah. What did the Rambam need the verses of a mitzvah, specifically the cities of refuge where the accidental murderer finds asylum? Why did he need to introduce this? We've already demonstrated clearly that the Rambam does not quote every verse that's found in the Pentateuch, and there are many allusions to the coming of Mashiach. We established the idea of mitzvahs being eternal. And as such, attaching or framing our belief in Mashiach by virtue of a mitzvah kind of underscores its eternal and lasting relevance, or its unchanging nature. And that brings us to today's episode. In Lakuta Sichas, Chelik Lama Dalad, the Rebbe suggests that there's still a piece missing from this puzzle. In his words, L'cha'ira adayin yesh mokim l'shayla. This still leaves us with an empty feeling. There's still a question that can easily be asked. Hare haklal shel nitzchias ha'teira hu b'chol chelki ha'teira. The rule that Torah is eternal, or mitzvahs are lasting and forever meaningful, applies to the entire Torah. If Torah is from God, then it must be true. And if it's true, it's got to be true all the time. Anything which is true in a particular age or period, but isn't true or relevant or meaningful in another, was it ever true? The essential nature of truth is its unchanging reality. But the Rebbe says it goes further. This eternity that we speak of in highlighting or framing Mashiach by virtue of a mitzvah, it would seem has already been obtained when we source it to the Chumash, Chamishi Chumshi Torah. So, consider this. The Talmud Yerushalmi, we're talking about Masechet Megillah, it's the first chapter, Halacha Hey. The Gemara makes a statement. Rabbi Yochanan taught, Hanavim v'haksuvim asidim libato. The prophecies, the scriptures, they will eventually fade away. But chamishe sifrei Torah einam asidim libato. But the five books of Torah, they will never, ever fade. They'll always be relevant. And the Gemara goes on to discuss this and suggest that there is one scroll, one book of the later writings that will last just as the five books of Moshe. Lest you think that this is, you know, just something the Gemara talks about, but doesn't actually carry itself out into halacha, think again. Because the Rambam, in the laws of Megillah, and this is found in the third book of Rambam, Mishneh Torah, called Zmanim, in Hilchos Megillah, at the very end, which is Perek Beis, the Rambam says that Chamishei Chumshei Torah, the five books of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Halachot of Torah Shebal Peh, the rules of the oral tradition, Einam Betelim Le'olam, they're never going to fade away. Now, of course, this is very hard to understand altogether. We just said a moment ago that the entirety of Torah is true and as such, forever relevant. And now we're saying that, well, it's kind of true and prophetic, but not in the future. The Ravid, the chief protagonist of the Rambam, strongly disagrees. However, as the commentaries in the Talmud Yerushalmi point out, if we take a look in the writings of the great Rabbeinu Moshe Alshech, the 16th century sage, who was probably one of the greatest preachers of all time, he suggests in his commentary on Megillat Esther, on the 9th chapter, 29th verse, he says, when we suggest that Devar, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim are going to be batal, they're going to be nullified, he says, we don't mean that they're going to become untrue. It's just that our sages tell us in Masechet Tanit on page 9 that Ein Dover B'Nevi'im U'Ksuvim She'eino Ramaz B'Torah. There is absolutely nothing, says the Gemara, that isn't already alluded to in the five books of Moses. So it's already in the Chumash. Well, in that case, if Hakol Ramaz B'Torah, if everything is alluded to in the Torah itself, says the Alshech, well, why do we need the later prophets? Aha. Elisha Tzorech Chochma Rabba Lahavin. We need an enormous amount of wisdom to be able to understand Dover Mitoich HaTorah, these things from within the framework or syntax of Torah. However, B'Yemois Mashiachenu, in the future that we hope is imminent, the time of Mashiach, Shetimole Ha'aretz Deya, in that time, the whole world will be saturated in knowledge and wisdom, awareness of the Creator. Novin la'ashureinu mitoch haTorah. We'll be able to understand everything. It's like, imagine the lights are on. You don't have to kind of move your way around to try to find the exit or door. You'll see everything clearly. When Mashiach comes, the lights go on forever. And it'll be clear to us. And as such, the value that the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that the scripture and the later prophetic writings provided, yizbatlu, they'll fade away, meaning we won't need them to be able to understand the message in Torah itself. Ki lo yihya lanu tzorech aleihem. We simply won't require them. But at any rate, it is clear that the Chumash, the five books of Moses, is going to last for eternity. And we have the idea of the Chumash along with the concept of the mitzvahs, both being not only lasting, but eternally relevant. Which begs the question, why is it important or necessary for the Rambam to argue that Mashiach's coming is eternal and literal because it's actually part of a mitzvah? The answer that Rebbe himself suggests can be found in the writings of the Rambam. He refers to the Hakdama, to the preface, to the 11th chapter of Masechet Sanhedrin, known as Perek Chelek. And the Rebbe also sends us off to a fascinating collection of Talmudic rules about exegesis of the Torah, known as the Lamed Beis Midos of Rebbe Eliezer, the son of Rebbe Yosi HaGlili. It's printed in the Vilna print of the Gemara in the back of Masechet Brachot. Let me share with you the things that they say. And the Rebbe says, by virtue of these words, we can suggest that there is what he calls a chiluk ikri, a foundational distinction between the nitzrius, between the eternity of a mitzvah in the Torah, and between the eternity in all other portions of the Torah, including chamishi chumshi Torah, the actual Pentateuch, the verses from which the mitzvahs are taken. In the other parts of the Torah, the Rebbe says, Shar Chelkei HaTorah, including the Chumash, Efsher, it's possible, She'inyin HaNitzchis Shebehem, that their eternity, Yiskayim Leikib Shutei, should be fulfilled non-literally. Rak B'Toichnam HaRuchni, only on a spiritual plane. That is to say, of course it's true. Of course it's eternal. Of course it's never going to fade. Well, it's true in a particular frame. Perhaps not literally, though. We see this in the eighth principle, on the eighth foundation, in which the Rambam is talking about the idea that Torah is min hashamayim. What does that mean when we say Torah is from heaven? The Rambam says, this very Torah that we have in our hands, which was given to us ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu, peace be upon him, kula mipi ha-gevura, all of it is from the mouth of the might, meaning from Hashem himself. Hein yudua hechigia. We don't really know how God's Torah got to us. We don't understand how God communicates with a prophet or transmitted the essence of wisdom. But he did, and it was through Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, don't make the devastating mistake to think that Moshe Rabbeinu was just a scribe. He just wrote things down. Moshe Rabbeinu is God's stenographer. When he wrote, Kol Me'urois Hayomim, all of the historical events, the Sipurim, the story, and the mitzvahs, he was actually taking divine dictation. And that's why he's called the lawgiver, not because he made the laws, but because he passed them on to us. The Rambam goes on to say, and I quote, Hakol, the entirety of the Torah, Torah's Hashem Tmima, the Torah of God is perfect. It doesn't need human engineering. It doesn't have toxins that have to be purged from it. Chas v'shalom. It's tahora. It's pure. It's kedosha. It's holy. Emet. It is all true. Anybody who suggests that Moshe said something midato, on his own, the Rambam calls him a kofer, a heretic. L'fisha choshav, because he makes the terrible mistake of thinking that there is a lev and a klipa. There's a heart of Torah, and then there's a peel that has to be discarded. You know, the primary parts of Torah, and then the secondary, non-important stuff. He said, that's a terrible mistake. It's a heretical mistake. The Rambam re-emphasizes, Ela kol dibur v'dibur min haTorah. Each and every single word of the Torah, yeshba chochmas uploim, it has wisdom and wonders, lemisha mevenosim, to whoever understands it. Think about those words. The Rambam says every single word of Torah has wisdom and wonders to whoever understands it, which means it might not be understood in a literal sense. It might be understood figuratively. It might be a parable, a metaphor. Of course it's true. Of course it's Torah. That doesn't mean it's always literal. In the Lamed Beis Midos, which is purportedly a document that comes from the times of the Mishnah itself, authored by the son of Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yosi Aglili, by Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, in Midah Chavav, he says, he speaks about mashal. He speaks about the idea of metaphors. And he says that the later scriptures are filled with metaphor. However, this is only in the later writings, the prophetic writings in scripture, the prophets. However, Medvar Mamurim, Bedivri Kabbalah, in the words which are called received, the prophecies received. Avo Bedivre Torah Umitzvah, in the words of the Torah and commandments, Yata Yochel Ledarsha Milashon Moshel, you cannot see it as euphemistic. It's all literal. And he says there are three exceptions that Rabbi Yishmael used to expound upon, and two have been retained halachically. But the Rebbe says, look at those words carefully. Bidivrei Torah u'mitzvah. That means an actual mitzvah. However, the ideas or words of the Torah can be true. They can be true figuratively, metaphorically. But mitzvahs, they are always literal. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim himself, at the very end of the next halacha, emphasizes that you must know that anybody who says that the mitzvahs aren't actual. Chol hamosif, anybody who adds to the Torah, hotzi advarim shel mitzvos mipshutan, he removes, selects, takes the words of Torah out of their literal meaning. Harei ze vadai badoi v'rosha v'apikoyres. The Rambam says he's an imposter, he's a wicked person, and a heretic. The Rambam's emphasis here is hotzi advarim shel mitzvos, the mitzvah. That's what's literal. The Rebbe points out in a footnote that this indicates that there is a more refined or intense level of, shall we say, nitzchius, eternity and truth, when it's applicable everywhere, on every level. When something's only applicable on a metaphoric level, in the realm of the spirit or mystical energy, then its nitzchius, its eternal lasting value, is limited to the non-literal existence of our lives. But the mitzvah is always applicable in the most literal way. So guess what, everybody? The Rambam is making a huge point here. The message that we have to take from all this is, Mashiach cannot be a metaphor. The Messiah isn't some conceptual concept or theoretical idea. It's literal. There is literally going to be a Messiah. And he will be a descendant of the house of King David. He will be all of the things the Rambam describes him as. And we are obligated to believe and await the coming of Mashiach in the most literal of fashions. Thanks so much for joining. To be continued. Have a beautiful day.